best way to celebrate that, some or another, spreading Krishna consciousness, or even more specifically distributing books, since that was his great desire. Krishna consciousness really be solidified through the medium of book distribution. Preaching other ways, and even we use other medium for preaching nowadays. Particularly like this medium of books. Books always exist, even all the modern media methods depend on electricity. Books are there, even in the before times of electricity, they were there. The printing press was really invented in Germany. Before that, it was just by hand. The Chinese invented paper. Before that, it was on different types of leaves. Egyptians had their papyrus and so on. There's always some way. And of course, before that, it was just in the mind, in its memory. People had such good memory that the books just continued on, even from Prabhupada. There's different methods by which that's achieved in different places. It's ideal. It's ideal for someone to be able to maintain themselves and their family by book distribution. And then the different places will have, for instance, someone wanted to do that in Hungary, there would have to be a temple devotee who's receiving, going out distributing books just like everybody else, and then they receive maintenance just like everyone else, obviously proportionate to their family needs, and you do it like that. In some other places, they give devotees a percentage, or they have some other means of working it out. That's sort of the detail. The main thing is that devotees can maintain themselves like that, and why not? So many karmas out there who maintain themselves by selling things, anything from newspapers to newsstands to, you know, book sales. And there'll always be a market for Prabhupada's books, as long as there are book salesmen. Otherwise, there's no market. Market depends on devotees' enthusiasm to sell the books, not particularly on materialistic people's enthusiasm to read transcendental literature. That's generally lacking. It's still good because the end result is that books go out, but it's preferable that the bullies are missionaries, and that they're oriented towards the giving Krishna consciousness to others. And they're actually really seeing that Krishna maintaining me. I just depend on Krishna. I preach and I depend on Krishna. So that's brahminical. Consciousness should be similar to book distribution, is that I'm doing this as a form of preaching and I'm giving Krishna consciousness to others, not that I'm doing this as a business for making a living. Because then the Shakti or the spiritual potency doesn't come across. Because Krishna's manifesting either in the form of a deity or in the form of a sound by which people become inspired to surrender. Surrender means to surrender the money. Thank you. Chris, the question is what the casting deities. I mean, the other issue is the need for deities. There's a need for people to become Krishna conscious. And it's a question of how much need there is for deities. I mean, for me, there's a question. It seems to me there's a lot more supply than there is qualified demand. Everyone wants deities, but then what will happen to the deities? There's so many deities out there that are neglected, not worshipped. People take up the worship of deities, shilas, and they get tired of it, they get bored of it. Or there's a, even if they do it nicely, there's a inevitable problem, or at least a problem that's inevitable for everyone to solve, is what happens to deities when you die, because they don't die. So who takes care of them? Because the commitment to deity worship doesn't just last for one lifetime, but it actually, once one installs the deity, then the person is responsible for the worship of that deity, whoever he may be. So you got so many people worshipping, particularly Jagannath and Radha Krishna, and that serious stuff, Gornitai is no problem. But worship of other deities is serious business. So what will happen to them? Constantly get these supposedly magic stories. Oh, it's Krishna's arrangement. Someone, you know, just gave me a set of deities. Krishna's come to me. But there's another aspect of that story, and that is that someone else just decided to dump some deities on someone. It's not so nice way of saying it. Someone just disposed of Krishna because for some reason they grew tired of it. And that's also a real aspect of deity worship. So Gornitai is really the ideal deity, because even if someone may have that type of mentality, there's no offense, or at least minimal offense involved in worshipping Paramatma, Prabhupada. So, if someone goes into casting deities, they should think about that. What's going to be the value of this? And deities everywhere. My poor Vrindavan. So, go to Jaipur and there's like 5,000 deity wallets over there. No shortage of deity, Chris. There's still a shortage of Krishna conscious people, though. He refused to make him because there was so much reaction involved for him if the deity was neglected, as he's so ugra. Anyway, then he got the permission from his guru to do it. Everything has reaction. You can't any type of karma. Something else. Gets benefit by someone doing Dandavat Parikrama, except for the person who's doing it. When you get a book, distribute the book, then the person gets benefited. Not just the person, obviously you give it to, and then all the other people who are going to read it, and it's going to go through at least 5-6 people's hands. So, it's a much more valuable activity than someone concerned about their own Krishna consciousness and doing dandavats. It's good, but Prabhupada didn't do it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't do it. And if you're going to do it, it takes a week and it takes a lot of energy. A lot more benefit of going into, I don't know, downtown Delhi and distributing books there for a week. It's certainly a good purificatory activity. Goswamis did it. It isn't that no one did it, but there were no books to distribute at that time. So the Dandavat Parikrama of the Goswamis is the book distribution of the book distributors. The essence of that is the same, pleasing Krishna. So why do they do Dandavats? Because it's pleasing to Girya, it's pleasing to Krishna. Otherwise, if not pleasing to Krishna, I don't do it. So what's pleasing to Krishna now? The Yajnaya Sankirtana Paya, that's pleasing to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya didn't do Dandavat Parikrama. He offered Dandavats, offered obeisances. So the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and Yuga Dharma, you know, these garlands, they wouldn't be so crinkly if they're not so tight, because they're too tight and they don't hang right. So the essence of this Krishna, and what Jesus addressed is preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to others. Raghunath Das Goswami didn't eat because that was pleasing to Krishna, but Prabhupada just encouraged us to feast. Why? Because Raghunath Das Goswami's service. Our service is preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to others, and because by that we're pleasing Krishna, then the essence of those activities is being served, and that's the main business. So we want to do what's most pleasing. Krishna also talks about who's dear, who's dear, who's most dear. So, yaidam paramam guyam. Devotees who are preaching are most dear. Others are also dear. Those who do parikrama, dandavats, they're also dear. But those who preach, they're most dear. Okay, offering.